This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Pauline Black's Finest Hour.
Hello, I'm Pauline Black, lead singer of two-tone band The Selector, and I'm sitting in for the gorgeous Guy Garvey this week. So relax and let me take charge of your delicate ears for the next couple of hours, while hopefully I bring to you a cornucopia of sonic delights, some familiar and some forgotten, and some perhaps never known. You may have noticed that there is a fashion and music theme going on at the moment with BBC Six Music, and it was suggested that I share a tune or two with this in mind, so where better than to have started with the underwear of the sartorial male dresser? That was Nora Dean, Barbed Wire. On Nora Dean's website, it says that she received 30 quid for this song, which went on to sell over 30 million copies. Such was the lot of many a reggae artist in the late 60s and early 70s. And that was Three Little Birds by Bob Marley and the Wailers. I've lived in Coventry, home of all things two-tone, since 1972. I even met my husband, Terry, there. And that choice reminds me of those early days when we were setting up home together in the first flush of love, going out Saturday nights after a week's work, missing the last bus, walking home from town, past an all-night baker's that sold jam donuts to ravenous revellers in the wee hours. The simple pleasure of munching through a mound of these delicacies while playing that track is what my memories of the mid to late 70s are made of. It's taken from the Exodus album, and I think I wore my vinyl copy out.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! One, two, three, four!
Bondage Up Yours, X-Ray Specs. A clarion call for young girls everywhere, even today. The late, great Polystyrene will remain my personal heroine forever. Until she turned up, I thought punk was all a bit art school, nihilistic chic. The scene wasn't exactly overrun with mixed-race girls like Polly and me. But her anarchic style and energy, not to mention her often odd subject matter, injected a bit of fun and a bit of radical thinking. Next up, we've got Al Capone, Prince Buster.
Al Capone, guns don't argue. Thank you.
That was Prince Buster's Al Capone. The first time I had the privilege of meeting Prince Buster was on a ska package tour featuring the Scatterlites and my band The Selector in Japan in 1991. He didn't know I sang with the band, and because I was hanging around backstage, he assumed I was the tea girl. His words at the time were, "Draw up my shop, make me some tea girl." Not many men would live to tell the tale after such a request, but the honour was all mine. Real legends get what they ask for. I saw a great interview with Joni Mitchell that was recorded last year at her home in California. Fortunately, she has aged as nature intended and really lets the viewer into her world as she sees it now. If you get the chance, have a look. It's on YouTube. Older ladies have much to say when they are not trying to reflect their faces through a prism of false youth. We need more female artists like her, still creatively unafraid, even at the age of 70. Here's my favourite, Blue by Joni Mitchell. That was Joni Mitchell's Blue, taken from the album of the same title and was made in 1971.
Well, isn't this something? What a momentous collaboration.
An American music genius. He's a legend who's collected more than 22 Grammy Awards.
On stage with one of the foremost artists of her generation, a classical music star and finalist of the BBC's Young Musician of the Year.
And if that wasn't enough, there's another American music legend. He's a member of a band that changed the face of music.
An unmissable BBC music performance.
27 artists, one song.
Tuesday at 8 p.m. across the BBC.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
This is Pauline Black.
The master of spoken word poetry is, in my opinion, Linton Kwesi Johnson. No one comes near his mastery of word and metre to explain the pain and misery of racism and the sus laws that ruled the streets in the 70s. Here we are with Linton Kwesi Johnson's Sonny's Letter.
Thank you.
Dear Mama, good day. I hope that when these few lines reach you, they may find you in the best of health. Mama, I really don't know how to tell you this, 'cause I did make a solemn promise to take care of little Jim and try my best to look out for him. Mama, I really did try my best, but nonetheless, I'm sorry if I tell you, sir, poor little Jim get a rest. It was the middle of the rush hour, when everybody just a hustle and a bustle to go home for them evening shower. Me and Jim stand up waiting for a bus, not causing no fuss, when all of a sudden a police van pull up. Out jump three policemen, all of them carrying baton. Them walk straight up to me and Jim. One of them hold on to Jim, say him taking him in. Jim tell him to let go of him, for him not do nothing, and him not a thief, not even a button. Jim start to wriggle, the police start to giggle. Mama, make I tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, make I tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in him belly and it turn to jelly. Them lick him pan him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him pan him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and do nothing. So me joke one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him shin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop on a bin and crash and dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat him to the ground. Them charge Jim for sus, them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret, don't get depressed and downhearted. Be of good courage till I hear from you. I remain your son, Sonny.
That was Linton Kwesi Johnson's Sonny's Letter. Sometimes I wonder how many more stories like that are going to be put to music before things get sorted. Having played a lot of theatres and clubs up and down Britain over the past 35 years, I often mourn the demise of many a beautiful venue on my travels, but none more so than Coventry's very own Queen's Theatre. I saw this next band there for the very first time in all their bare-breasted mudcake glory back in 1979. Believe me, the Slits were anything but typical girls. That was Typical Girls by The Slits. Let's stick with the theme of all-girl bands for a while, eh? I had the dubious pleasure this year to arrive at Glastonbury for the Selectors' performance on the Avalon stage, just as the Thunder Gods saw fit to strike the BBC outside broadcasting service. And that was it. Off the air they went. I was whisked off to do an interview for Steve Lamacq, but because nobody could get on air, I was unexpectedly parked at the left field stage for half an hour. Some things are just meant to be, because I got to see the Tuts on stage, three rather wonderful typical girls of the modern age, who will be the support on our 22-day subculture tour next year, which starts on February 19th, big plug here, with a big London show at the Coco in Camden on March 27th. But I digress. Here's a slice of infectious guitar-led pop wrapped around fiery drums, sharp tongues and splendid harmonies. The Tuts, Worry Warrior. Here's the Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. A body believed to be that of Arnis Sulkins, the prime suspect in the murder of Alice Gross, has been removed from dense woodland in West London. It was discovered yesterday in Boston Manor Park. The Latvian builder hasn't been seen since a week after the disappearance of the 14-year-old schoolgirl. A British teacher who'd been held hostage in Libya for more than 4 months is said to be in good health after flying back to the UK. It's believed ransom was paid to secure the release of David Bolam, although British officials weren't involved. The Liberal Democrats have been setting out their negotiating position on future plans to reduce the deficit if they're asked to form another coalition with the Conservatives after the next election. The party leader Nick Clegg has accused the Tories of wanting to make savage cuts to benefits and public services without asking the wealthy to pay more. The Schools Minister David Laws said the Lib Dems would accept plans that were grossly unfair.
What the Conservatives are proposing in the next Parliament is that the rich would make no contribution to deficit production and indeed they would get tax cuts. We could not support a Conservative government in which there was no contribution to deficit reduction from anybody other than the poor and those on low incomes.
The Formula One driver Jules Bianchi is undergoing head surgery after an accident during the Japanese Grand Prix. The race, won by Lewis Hamilton, had to be stopped because of heavy rain. Jenny Gao saw the crash.
Adrian Sutil had lost control of his Sauber car and ploughed off the track. A tractor was taken and the car was being moved. However, on the next lap, Jules Bianchi and the Marussia also came off the track at a very similar place and unfortunately collided with that tractor.
And tickets for next year's Glastonbury Festival sold out within 26 minutes of going on sale this morning. Only those who'd already registered were able to buy one of the 120,000 tickets that were on sale. Six Music News, your next update is 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
This is Pauline Black.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
There was Needle in a Haystack, the Velvelettes. I know we all have those friends at school who loom large in our memories. Mine was a girl who was 6 foot at 16 and used to hang out with the skinheads, but really was a mod at heart. She had an enormous bouffant of back-combed hair. Her nickname, naturally, was Haystack. She is now sadly passed on. So, Helen, if you were listening, I know you'd have loved that. I don't usually like boy-girl duets. All that dewy-eyed emoting at each other is a bit tedious. But here's an exception. In my humble opinion, the best duet ever recorded. Released in 1994, and in a quote from Naina Cherry, 7 seconds tells us about the first 7 seconds in the life of a newborn, arguably unaware of the problems in the world. Three kinds of language used in this song. Wolof from West Africa, French and English. Sublime. Yusun Dor and Naina Cherry, 7 seconds.
Bulma sen, bulma gisma dire, nga fok mi ho, khamuma, li nek gisma su, ak sigina, beguma, ma khol dal dine yow li nek si yow mo ne si man li ne si man mo e di len jappal
we're thinking moon we should be using
J'assume les raisons qui nous poussent de changer tout. J'aimerais qu'on oublie le couleur pour qu'ils espèrent. Beaucoup de sentiments de race qu'il faut qu'ils désespèrent. Je veux les gamins ouverts, les amis pour parler de leur peine, de leur joie pour qu'ils le fient. Des infos qui ne divisent pas. Changer. 7 seconds away, just as long as I stay, I'll be waiting. It's not a second, we're 7 seconds away, or just as long as I stay, I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting.
That was Yusu N'Dour and Naina Cherry's 7 seconds. Before I was ever in the selector, I used to accompany myself on guitar, sat in the back room of pubs, playing some songs. And I often used to choose my next choice, Joan Armour Trading, some of her songs to play. If only I could have played this song. This woman is such a talented and inventive songwriter with such a singular guitar style. Here we have Joan Armour Trading's Love and Affection.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back and really laugh, really laugh. Thank you. You took me dancing across the floor, cheek to cheek, but with a lover I could really move, really move. I could really really dance, really dance, really dance. I could really move, really move, really move, really move. Now if I can feel the sun in my eyes and the rain on my face, why can't I no way, good night.
We'll give you love.
Just
small but the feeling. Give me love, give me love, give me love. Love,
makes you believe in love more than that particular track. That was Joan Armatrading, Trading Love and Affection. Talking of love, I've been in love with Stevie Wonder ever since he was little. This is my favourite track of his back catalogue, recorded when popular songwriters still seem to have a political opinion and were not scared to share it. This is Stevie Wonder's Big Brother.
Say that you're watching me on the telly, seeing me go nowhere. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're tired of me protesting, children dying every day. But I can't wait to see your face inside my door. Oh. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you got me all in your notebook, writing it down every day. Your name is I'll see.
Your name is I'll see you.
I'll change if you vote me in as a prince, president of your soul. Just come to visit me round election time. Hi. We live in a house the size of a matchbox. Roaches live with us wall to wall. You've killed all our leaders.
That was Stevie Wonder with Big Brother. A couple of months ago in July, the Selector played a festival in Barcelona, and I got to laze around all day listening to a host of other artists, a rare occurrence, I might add. And so I discovered this next young lady, a complete revelation from America, with a down-home ukulele and banjo-playing, storytelling acoustic style that I'd almost thought was dead and gone. If you get a chance to see her, then do. I stood at the side of the stage, entranced, while she worked her magic. Here's Valerie June, Working Woman's Blues. That was Valerie June, Working Woman's Blues.
Welcome y'all to the house that Huey built.
Six Music.
Saturday's been my home for some time now.
This is The Huey Show.
When I first got here, right, there was a lot of stuff that needed renovation. You know, first of all, I had to deliver good music that you wouldn't think sticks together. Funk, soul, punk, hardcore, hip-hop, dub, Latin, nothing but the best for y'all. I decorated the place in my favorite color, blue. But most importantly, we want you to enjoy yourselves. My favorite space on the show is when we go digging in the crates and people choose a record that they think is the most important record.
That's a recipe you love. That's like peanut butter and chocolate.
This one is strictly for the ladies and the men who love them, or men who love men.
The Huey Show, available now at the Six Music website.
BBC Radio.
Pauline Black.
Six Music.
The next tune we're going to hear is Israelites by Desmond Dekker. And I don't know whether anyone saw a couple of weeks ago BBC 4's Oh You Pretty Things as part of their Sound of Style season. I was in it, and also it was Desmond Dekker. And Desmond was sartorially dressed in these fantastic trousers, which looked as though he'd had a row with his shoes. And we were all told that was because it made dancing easy. And since my trousers always look as though I've had a row with my shoes, I can attest that that's absolutely true. Steve Lamack has chosen the soundtrack for the final episode, charting the links between music and fashion from 1980s to the 1990s, from Duran Duran's Rio to Soul to Soul's Urban Street Style. The Sound of Style season, Oh You Pretty Things, is available to watch on the BBC iPlayer. Don't forget, we're in the first episode. Here we go, Israelites, Desmond Dekker.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Call me Israelite, sir. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Call me Israelite.
Wipe on my kids, they fuck up and I leave me. Darling, she said I was yours to receive.
Oh, me Israelite.
Shut them a tear up, choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, me Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a calm. If you catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm. Bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, Israelite,
sir. Step my wife and my kids to get back up and not leave me. Darling, she said that was yours to receive.
Oh, Israelite,
sir. Look, you took them a tear up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and
Israelites, written and sung by the wonderful Desmond Dekker. If there is a heaven, then I bet he's even got the angels singing in a reggae style. Tomorrow I'm off to New Zealand with the Selector to visit the country for the very first time. I know I'm going to love it, as long as I survive the 30-hour plane journey. A lovely young girl, Lord, hails from New Zealand, and her songwriting and voice show a unique maturity beyond her tender years. A wonderful track, Royals, by Lord.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. Care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows.
9976543 21 It's I, Smiley Culture, with the mic in my hand. Me come to teach you right, and not the wrong in the Cockney translation. Cockney's not a language, it is only a slang, and was originated, yeah, so in England. The first place it was used was over East London. It was respect for the different style pronunciation, but it wasn't really used by any and any man. This is strictly con man, also David Land. But you need full up of lyrics and education. Right, you know, you are gonna get a little translation. Cockney have names like Terry Arthur and Del Boy. We have names like Winston, Lloyd, and Leroy. We ball out, yo, while Cockney say, oi. What Cockney call a Jacks, we call a Blue Boy. Say Cockney have mates while we have spar. Say Cockney live in a drum while we live in a yard. Say we get nyam while Cockney get captured. Say Cockney say Gavna, we say Big Boat, yeah. In all the Cockney translation, in all the Cockney translation. Well, watch a man, the translation of Cockney to understand is easy. So long as you don't deafen, you listen me keenly. You should pick it up like a you to find some money. Go tell it to your friends also your family. No matter if a English or a Yardie, cause you never know when they might buck up a Cockney. Remember one them, them and them down easy. Them no fire slingshot and miss it strictly double B. Them run protection racket and control of CID. Say Cockney fire shoot, ah, we bust gun. Say Cockney say tea leaf, we just a sticks man. You know them have wedge while we have corn. Say Cockney say big first man son, we just a gun. Say Cockney say grass, we say old farmer man. When them talk about iron, them really mean bottom man. Rookin and chopper it and me say Cockney call Tom. Say Cockney say outbuild, we say dirty Babylon. In the Cockney translation, in the Cockney translation. Well watch a man, slam bama, jamana. Hear them fashion, smiley culture, origination. But first let me tell you more about the Cockney, who live comfortably and have them yacht by the sea. And when it come to money, most of them are plenty. But where them spend it? In the bookie, lose it all on the dogs or on the GGs. Or paying off for them bribes to the Sweeney. So them not gonna do no time for no arm robbery. Or catching anything that fell off the back of a lorry. Slam bama, jamana, hear them a fashiona. Me stronger, me longer, me at the mic stana. More time in a dance, me chat, pan a sound. But sometimes me shake out and leave me hometown. And that's when me travel at East London. We have to speak as a different man so that the Cockney can understand. So black man and white man, hear them fashion. Cockney says up, we scatter, Cockney say rabbit, we chatter. We say bleach, Cockney knock hard. Cockney say terrific, we say wakad. Cockney say blouts, we say guys. Cockney say alright, we say heights, we say pants. Cockney say stride, sweet as a nut. Just liver vibes, sin.
That was Smiley Culture's Cockney translation. Back in the mid-80s, Smiley used to be a regular on a show I presented, Channel 4. It's called Black on Black. His cheeky black chappy lyrical vibing style over a pop reggae beat was never bettered, I don't think. Before that, you heard Royals by Lord. I wish I'd been writing songs like that at that age. Next up, is something like Smiley, I guess is a modern-day Smiley. And I can't forget my Nigerian roots and would like to offer up this track, a tongue-in-cheek ditty about the ludicrous world of supermarkets. African Boy, One Day I Went to Lidl.
African Boy, man, shoplifting, you know. Hey, African Boy, tell them your story, blood. Tell them. It's the S.O.T.
One day I went to Lidl, I went to shoplifting Lidl. My pockets, and I walk towards the door. As I was walking on the shop floor, I saw the security guard. He was Nigerian, big black and roll. So I put my hands in my pockets, and I walk towards the door. The security guard said, S, what do you take me for? One day I went to Lidl, I went to shoplifting Lidl. In my pocket, I tried to walk out of the door. The security guard said, "Can I see what's in your pocket, please?" So I emptied out my pocket on the shop floor. The security guard said, "I might. Why did he take this for?" So he took me up to his office and made me sign a contract. He even took a photo and told me never come back. One day I went to Lidl. I went to shoplifting Lidl. My boss bought a Lidl. Now I don't go back to Lidl. One day I went to Asda. I went to shoplifting Asda. Before I started all of my shoplifting, I had to come to England. And when I came to England, you know, I was just a ringer. And, you know, I got on the bus, and my Instagram kept on going ding, 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 ding. I mean, why?
It's the S.O.T.S.
One day I came to England without a real passport. I got past immigration without getting caught. Now I'm in England, I must go secondary school. I am 19, but the lad said I am 14. So I'm in year 9, and I am doing my SATs. I love to eat chicken and chips and let us go on MSN. One day I was in the bath and Oyinbo man came to my door. He said, Olushola, I just said, we are immigration. One day I went to Lidl, I went to shoplifting Lidl. My boss got a Lidl, now I don't go back to Lidl. One day I went to Asda, I went to shoplifting Asda. My boss got a Lidl, now I don't go back to Asda. One day I went to Lidl, I went to shoplifting Lidl. My boss got a Lidl.
That was African Boy with One Day I Went to Lidl. Now, I have to have a government health warning really with that track, because it's not big and it's not clever to shoplift. But it is funny, the track that is. Much has been said about Amy Winehouse's passing, but nothing speaks of her talent quite as eloquently, I think, as her own voice. I'm still in mourning. This is Back to Black, Amy Winehouse.
Trouble track. My odds are
walking.
In the summer of 1972, I was living in London. I was so young and slim and strange, I could get away with walking down the old Brompton Road in Knightsbridge, dressed in my pajamas. Nobody batted an eye.
BBC 4 and 6 Music take you behind the scenes of the love affair between music and fashion.
This afternoon on 6 Music.
Hey, my name is Iggy Pop.
It's called Tight Pants.
And I thought it'd be a good idea to have a fashion show.
Part of the Sound of Style season.
Fashion is very physical and behavioral. And you gotta walk it like you talk it.
Iggy Pop, The Fashion Show.
Today at 4 p.m.
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC Radio.
Pauline Black.
6 Music.
I've never forgotten the first time I heard the next band play this song live. We'd just finished supporting them at Hammersmith Odeon, and I'd crept out front to watch Miss Debbie Harry and the boys do their thing. The opening notes of this song and the disco glitter ball sending shafts of light across the auditorium sent shivers down my spine. I love them still. This is Heart of Glass, Blondie. That was Heart of Glass by Blondie. Last year, we did the Riot Fest in Chicago, and Blondie were there, and I got a chance to catch up with Miss Harry, sitting in her dressing room, and there we are, two old girls kind of talking about the past 35 years in the music business. It was interesting, but that's another story. Here is a prescient musical and lyrical gem that probably got lost in time. It's taken from that difficult third album, In the Studio. It cost a fortune and unfortunately didn't sell well either. It was on the Two Tone label, which I know quite a lot about, and was the brainchild pretty much of the godfather of ska, or Two Tone anyway, and that would be Mr. Jerry Dammers. It's my favourite Specials album. And this song is probably, these days, more relevant than it was back then. The Special AKA and War Crimes. That was the Special AKA with War Crimes. I just wish they'd do some more new music now. That would be absolutely fabulous. Some people have boy crushes and some people have girl crushes. Me, I have vocal crushes. When I first heard this next track, it was as if colours were pouring forth from my radio. It's sonically rich and textured and full of delight. Miss Laura Mvula, you are a complete original. This is Like the Morning Dew.
I'd love it like the morning clouds, like the morning dew that goes away. I'd love it like the morning clouds, like the morning dew that goes away slowly.
Nothing lasts but memories. The best ones seem to go by slow. Try to write the perfect song for you. Then I realized it didn't belong to me. It didn't belong to me. We never have a thing to show. Every day seems like the same. Then I realized I didn't belong to you. I didn't belong to you.
That was Laura Mvula, Like the Morning Dew. I think it's time for some ska. This next track came bursting forth out of my radio when I was 11. And I don't think I've ever looked back, really. Millie Small has an individual voice, an individual way with the way she says words. Everything about this song just says sunshine. This is My Boy Lollipop. Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3.30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. A post-mortem examination is being carried out on a body found in a park in West London, which is believed to be that of the main suspect in the murder of schoolgirl Alice Gross. The body was removed this morning by specialist officers. People in Greater Manchester are attending special services to show their grief at the murder by Islamic State fighters of Alan Henning. These people attended a service in Eccles, where he was born.
I'm not usually a churchgoer, but today I'm here for Alan and sympathy with his family and his close friends. So
I live locally, and I thought I'd come along just to acknowledge the work that Alan has done and how the impact he's had across the world, actually.
We're terribly sorry. We thought it was a tragedy.
It's a very sad time, not just for the family, but for the whole community of Eccles.
The Lib Dems have been setting out the terms on which they would be prepared to enter into another coalition government with the Conservatives. Nick Clegg said he could not support any policy on deficit reduction, which involved beating up on the poor. Doctors treating a man with Ebola in Dallas say he's now fighting for his life. Thomas Duncan, who caught the disease in West Africa, is the first person in the US to be diagnosed with the virus. The French Formula One driver Jules Bianchi has had emergency surgery for a head injury after crashing in wet conditions in the Japanese Grand Prix. The race was won by Lewis Hamilton in his Mercedes. The former F1 champion, Niki Lauda.
Motor racing is dangerous. I mean, we get used to when if nothing happens, and then suddenly we're all surprised. But we always have to be aware that motor racing is very dangerous. And this accident of today is a come together of various difficult things. So one car goes off, the truck comes out, and the next car goes off. And this was very unfortunate.
And Pope Francis has urged Roman Catholic bishops not to impose what he called intolerable moral burdens on believers. He was speaking at the opening of a two-week synod at the Vatican to discuss some of the most controversial teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. Six Music News, your next update is 4.30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
This is Pauline Black
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Don't speak.
That was No Doubt with Don't Speak. Back in 1997, Gwen Stefani invited me and the Selector out to support them on their last six shows on the East Coast of America on their Tragic Kingdom tour. What a wonderful time we actually had. And the lady herself, Gwen Stefani, is absolutely magnificent, very magnanimous, and told me that she started out singing on my radio, funnily enough, at a talent competition in Anaheim. I don't think she won. I'm not sure whether that was because of the way she sang on my radio or the song, but hey, who cares? I thought it was a wonderful story. Next up, we've got Miles Davis and Tutu. I thought we ought to have some jazz.
We'll be right back.
The man with the unique sounding trumpet, Miles Davis, and Tutu. If you ever get a chance to read his autobiography, read it, because it is a magnificent read. I talked earlier about my thing about vocal crushes. Well, this was a vocal crush that I had back in the early 90s, I think it was, when this young lady's album came out, which was called Debut, which you might think was a good idea for a first album. Her name, of course, was Björk. I was banished to the back of the tour bus because I think I must have played that album to death and nobody wanted to hear it anymore. But I love it. This track is absolutely wonderful and it's called Human Behaviour. That was Björk with Human Behaviour. I was very pleased to notice the other day that Roland Gift was still out there and still singing. I love Roland Gift in the 80s. I thought the Fine Young Cannibals, which came out, I suppose, of the remnants of when the Beat split up, started doing their music, that this particular track was heard by myself at a very, very early stage when I went over to Birmingham just to sort of have a little sniff around there, what they were doing and what they were up to. This is Johnny Come Home. That was Fine Young Cannibals with Johnny Come Home. Not a lot of people know this, but Roland Gift used to be in a ska band once called The Acrylics. Such a good name.
Six Music Live.
Experience a kaleidoscope of extraordinary live performances across 5 days, featuring Johnny Marr, First Aid Kit, Underworld, LaRue and James.
Hi, I'm Joanna.
And I'm Clara.
And we're
First Aid Kit.
Live music is so raw, it's so in the moment. When you're recording an album, you have all the time in the world to kind of perfect things, but live, you know, you've just got that one shot at it. It makes it very special.
Absolutely amazing.
We remember the first time we went to Maidvale. The sound was just, I mean, probably the best. We felt like we were in the studio recording our album. And of course, you know the history of the place. We're just really glad to be back.
Don't miss First Aid Kit, Tuesday morning from 10, as part of Six Music Live at Maidvale.
Watch the show live at the Six Music website.
BBC Radio.
Pauline Black.
Six Music.
Next up is a lady who I have had a lifelong wonder about, and that is Ms. Nina Simone. This is a track which has a very, very simple title, but nowhere, I think, is it given more life than by this lady. It is I Got Life.
No shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind, ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love, ain't got no name. Got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, I got my smile. I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my boots, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, I got my sex. I got my arms, got my hands, got my fingers, got my legs, got my feet, got my toes, got my liver, got my blood, I've got life.
That should be good.
That's groovy.
That was Miss Nina Simone, and that certainly was very groovy indeed. Talking of groovy, here's a pure slice of the 60s that reminds me of thoughts of unrequited love, spotty boys, and dancing around my handbag with a very short red mini dress, white tights and red shoes at a school dance. Memories, eh? Long live love, Sandy Shaw.
Venus must have heard my plea. She has sent someone along for me. I have waited a long, long time for somebody to call mine, and at last he's come along. Baby, oh, nothing can go wrong. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love. Love must be the greatest thing. I know now why singers sing of the moon and stars above. How I love to be in love. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love. I'm more than sure. Since love come, I don't want more than to kiss him every night. Makes everything alright. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long.
these days, baby, oh, long, long live love.
Iggy Pop is up next, you lucky listeners. But this is Pauline Black, thanking you so much for lending me your ears for the past few hours. I hope you've enjoyed my song choices and learnt a little about my musical tastes. For my last track, I'd like to go back to the roots of ska music, to Mento, Calypso, the precursors of ska. This is a call and response song, pretty much like what we do with Too Much Pressure in the Selector. So, kick back and let's ride off into the sunset with The Charms from 1964 with Hill and Gully Rider.
Hill and Gully Rider,
Hill and Gully,
Hill and Gully Rider,
Hill and Gully.
So careful how you go,
Hill and Gully.
Mind your buckle too,
Hill and Gully.
Bend down low, belly to belly, feel up, feel up, feel up, feel up, feel up, feel up, feel up,
feel
up, feel up, feel up.
Ilongoli,
Ilongoli, so careful how you go.